joining in the waiata or kapa haka. I love the richness of singing waiata together, and often groups will learn them together so everyone who doesn't know the waiata in question can follow along. In recent times, Auckland Arts Festival has ensured that some of its events centred on waiata have had the option to request Braille song sheets in advance. I attended and thoroughly enjoyed one such sing-along. Conversely, just as when singing in any other group, getting stuck without access to the kupu, if everyone sighted does have access to the words, does not feel great, especially because it's hard to glance at them on a phone at a moment's notice, given the aforementioned problems with screen reader pronunciation. This is just another of those. Plan in advance if possible and advocate for what you need. Situations, I think. I was lucky that when I took part in kapa haka at school, I did have access to the kupu while learning most of the time, and I did usually have assistance with learning the movements and actions so I could fully participate. Admittedly, I gave up on trying to coordinate the long poi pretty quickly, but still, I was shown them, and I had a go. Returning to the whakatauki I opened with, Tuwhitia Te Hopo. For tangata tiriti like me, it's such a gift to be able to explore te ao Māori. Let's try not let fear stand in the way of starting to learn and to accessing the bounty of resources and experiences that we can, while being open about the challenges too.